Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Homage to Don Bailey Jr. here. He and Joe Zagacki killed this one on Saturday. Do you have their version, Valero?
The song?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on.
See if you can find this, because this was one of the best ones, maybe the best one.
The duo, for sure.
That Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki did together. Play the song for us, Valero.
Mr. Telephone Man, there's something wrong with my line.
When I dial my baby's number, I get a click every time.
So great. Let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood, buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Don Bailey Jr., the radio analyst on the Miami Hurricanes radio network. He is our friend, and he is willing to do whatever we put in front of him as long as he thinks it won't get him fired. And you had an amazing performance. By the way, we're at the BB&T Center. You got Panthers hockey, their home opener tonight. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. You'll hear it on this radio station. And we'll be doing our show out here up until 6. Always enjoy being at the BB&T Center. DBJ, you killed it on Saturday.
We had a good time, baby. It helps when you win those football games, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness, that first half. So I was calling for Malik Rozier to replace Nicosi Perry. We talked about it. I had Gino Toretta on this week. And what were you thinking at all? Because I got lambasted for even suggesting it on Twitter. Did you think at all during that first half maybe they should go to Malik?
No, I'll be honest. No, it never entered my mind, because I believe that the change was made for all the right reasons. And Miami hung in there, and I was praying for some turnovers. I was wishing for that, I can promise you. But, you know, when you think about Nicosi Perry, and this is a question I'm going to talk about in the pregame show. Forget Nicosi Perry's second start. Forget, just look at the Florida State-Miami series forever. Has anybody thrown 4 touchdowns and no interceptions?
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't think so.
I don't have the answer. I mean, I've got to dig in and look into that. But when at the end of the day, I know his completion percentage is not what anybody wanted, including himself. But he ended up with great help from his defense, getting himself together in the second half. The team got themselves together in the second half and overcame an obstacle that nobody in the country thought they could do. And I'm proud of the young man. And the main thing I looked at when I was watching him is, could he take a hit? And he could take a hit. He got up and he kept on playing, and he never got rattled. And he wasn't on point all the entire game. I'm not going to kid you about that. But at the end of the day, Nicosi Perry was the quarterback that led Miami offensively to a victory.
And DBJ, talking about Nicosi and the other pieces of the offense, especially, you know, with a bigger game, you got to see, like, he loves Cager. He, you know, for some reason their connection's good there. And then Jeff Thomas coming out of a coffin. I heard you and Joe talking to Mark Richt talking about he didn't even know he was back on the field after the injury. Just those weapons, like, who's going to step up? Who's going to continue to thrive? Because it seems like him and Cager's connection is amazing.
It is, and Cager's got to help him out a little more. You know, I mean, in all honesty, Cager can't have those drops. I mean, he dropped a couple touchdowns. And he's made some big plays, but he's got to be a little more consistent and continue to help his freshman quarterback. I was really impressed with the play that freshman Brevin Jordan made. Now, Jordan ended up having the game-winning touchdown, but what people don't realize is Nicosi Perry looked that safety off for a good 1 or 2 counts before he threw the football to Jordan, who found his way into the end zone. And, you know, we've been talking about Jeff Thomas since day one. That guy is going to turn out to be something awfully special here, because I don't know how he made that catch. I don't know how they made the throw, and I don't know how he made the catch.
Dom Bailey Jr. is with us. So I think there's something to be said, though. You know, everyone, me included, I wanted to beat FSU by 30 points. I wanted to handle them from the first snap. But there is something to be said, right, for a team that can come back down that many, seemingly dead in the water, that can come back down that many to their rival and win, right?
Well, I think there's a lot to be said. I said you saw them down against LSU, and in my opinion, is a very similar team talent-wise. LSU is to Florida State. They did not come back, and they didn't go into the locker room and regroup, and they didn't put themselves together and work as a team to get it done, where they did do that. Now, a lot of that might have to do with the home crowd, and a lot of that might have to do with the energy that was produced by the takeaway, but you can slice it and dice it and say what went right and what went wrong. Miami beat Florida State, and they hadn't beat them at Florida State in that place since 2004. So I'm taking it.
DBJ, I got to ask you about this defense. And when I give you these numbers, I'll let all the listeners know this is in college football. This is in the entire nation. Right now, the Miami defense in the nation is number one in tackle for loss with 12 a game. Number one in third down defense with 19, only giving up 19%, second in total defense, third in passing defense, and sixth in turnovers. Can you tell me definitively, is this defense better than last year's defense?
Yes, sir. And you know, I love how Jackson and how Garvin are stepping up. I think the linebackers have been consistent since the day they walked on campus. But I got to tell you, and I'm going to say it every week because I'm just a fan of this position, is when you look at Willis and what he's allowed these defensive ends, how he's attracted double teams. And look, I'm talking to a linebacker. You tell me what a defensive tackle does for you. I mean, it lets you run free. And I think Willis is the guy that has really made a huge difference. And it's time to, you know, start talking Manny Diaz for the Broyles Award, which is the Assistant Coach of the Year. He's put a product on the field that is unstoppable. And now, you know, you had these numbers have been against some Florida State was quality competition, and I want to see if it holds up for the rest of the year, but I believe it will. And the thing that I see, Channing, and you experienced this in your career, this defense, when a defense gets cocky, if a defense starts believing in themselves, they're impossible to start. They think that they can win the game without an offense, and I think that that's what's starting to come.
Oh yeah, I've played on a couple defenses that you think you're better than the offense before the game starts, and if you can go prove it from the first two or three series, the confidence, DBJ, goes through the roof. But you brought him up. I was going to bring him up. Gerald Willis. Now, DBJ, who gets credit for it? I know Manny Diaz, Mark Richt, everybody took a chance on him, but he was at Florida. I'm a Gators fan. I never heard of him, DBJ, and now he is an Outland Trophy list. He's one of the top interior linemen in the college football landscape. What, like, how did this story, Gerald Willis, how did this happen? Because he is amazing.
Well, you know, he came out of Louisiana, was a four or five star guy, depending upon what you study, and he went to Florida, and he had problems with Florida. I mean, he's basically, he had to leave the University of Florida, and he played, I guess it was three or four or five games as a true freshman, and did well, and came to Miami, had to sit out for the transfer. Then he played a little bit. He got hurt. And last year, you know, it was a situation where there had to be a conversation where, is Gerald Willis going to act right and be a part of this football team and be a part of this university? And, you know, Coach Richt and Blake James and the whole athletic department took took a calculated risk, and they laid out a plan that would help this man get his life right, help him in school, help him after football, get him on the field, and get him productive and help change the direction of his life forever. And everybody got on board, but more importantly, Gerald Willis got on board, because this is a guy that could not play a game last year and was on scout team all day, every day. And I don't care how good your attitude is, if you're a big-timer, that knocks you down a few notches. And he's turned his life around, and I think he'd be the first to tell you that the University of Miami changed his life or might have saved his life. And I think it's a cumulative effort of that entire team because the team supports him now. And I think he found his family, and I think he found his home, and I think he's going to be an outstanding football player. And I'm awful proud of everybody involved in that because it's a book. I mean, it really is. It's a story that one day I'm sure he'll be happy to tell.
Don Bailey Jr., you'll hear him Saturday, UM in Virginia, on this very radio station, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Are you ready for the good stuff? We're going to feed you some lines for Saturday's broadcast. I don't know how you could top what you've already done this season, but are you ready?
I am ready, and I'm ready to top it.
Did you hear the Carolina Panthers radio broadcast in Spanish last Sunday when the Carolina Panthers won the game on a field goal, a 63-yarder by Graham Gano in the last seconds?
You know, I wasn't tuned into that channel.
Hey, Valero, do you have the entire call by any chance? Here's the entire radio call in Spanish.
Now, if y'all want to party like we do, if y'all see the ball, y'all are the best.
That's a song, Valero.
Another wrong one.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That's a song, DBJ.
Okay.
Here's the. We actually wanted the radio call. Do you have? You don't have that. Okay. All right. Well,
he just pushed play.
Perfect end to the segment with Don Bailey Jr. You
got it.
Imagine our surprise, DBJ, when DJ Cool appeared. When here's the radio call in Spanish.
Le ha sobrado distancia. Le van a servir. Tiene altura. Tiene profundidad. Va a llegar. Va a llegar. ¡Ganó! 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 ¡Lo ganó! ¡Ganó! ¡Lo ganó! ¡Ganó! ¡Lo ganó! ¡Ganó! ¡Lo ganó! ¡Señor! ¡Ganó! ¡Lo ganó! ¡Ganó! ¡Lo ganó! ¡Yo sí le voy! ¡Le voy a los Panthers! ¡Taca, taca, 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 taca! ¡Yo sí le voy! ¡Le voy a los Panthers! ¡Taca, taca, taca!
You think you can do that entire thing?
Yeah, but I need something better. I want to know what he's really saying before you get me fired.
No, we're just going to give you one line. So the kicker is Graham Gano. His last name is Gano, and ganar is the verb to win in Spanish. So ganó lo ganó is what, Valera? That's like what? Gano the winner?
Gano won it, yeah.
Gano won it. So this is the line we want you to do.
Ganó lo ganó! Ganó lo ganó! Ganó lo ganó! Señor! Ganó lo ganó!
Ganó lo ganó! Gano lo ganó. Gano lo ganó, señor. Gano lo ganó.
Gano lo ganó.
Perfect.
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 Hit it on the head.
Perfect. You got it.
I want to see how you're going to spell it. That's what I want.
I'm going to spell it the way it's spelled. Gano lo ganó. You got it. You can do it. You can do it. You'll go viral.
I'll go viral. I'm going to do it. Gano right. Lo ganó. Gano lo ganó.
You a fan of the rapper Freak Nasty?
I got Freak Nasty on right now.
Yeah, who doesn't? Here's a great back and forth for you and Joe.
I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. You put your hand up on my hip. When you dip, I dip, we dip.
So you'll say, I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. And then Joe will say, you put your hand up on my hip. When you dip, I dip, we dip.
We'll give that one a try.
Tree's laughing. This is the Pointer Sisters. I'm just burning doing the Neutron Dance.
I'm just, yes, that works. Cause I'm driving with my wife right now, and she heard that song come on. She starts dancing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, there you go. I'm just burning, doing the Neutron Dance. You've seen the movie Training Day, right, with Denzel?
Yes.
All right. You probably are familiar with this line then.
Okay. All right. I'm putting cases on all you bitches.
Now, we don't want you to say bitches. We don't want you to get in trouble. So, okay. All right. I'm putting cases on all you coaches.
That's fine. That's a good one.
You got to do it like Denzel.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay. All right. I'm putting cases on all you coaches.
Right. Now, if you feel like saying bitches, do it.
Throw it out.
Yeah, throw it out. Sure.
Great line here from a Bubba Sparks song.
I ain't choose to rhyme. Rhyming chose me.
I ain't choose to rhyme. Rhyming chose me.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't choose to rhyme.
I ain't choose to rhyme. Rhyming chose me.
Oh, okay. I didn't choose to rhyme.
I ain't choose to rhyme. Not I didn't choose to rhyme. I ain't choose to rhyme.
Yeah, hard for me to get out. But I'll, will you write it down?
It's hard for me to get out.
That's a little mix of right and wrong. Okay.
Now, I thought this might be fun. I don't know if this will work or not, but I think it'll certainly confuse Joe Zagacki if you do it. You remember Beverly Hills Cop, that song Axel F?
Absolutely.
All right, here's a little clip from it. Just hum that.
You're at much, man.
You know what I mean? Like, just go, oh, what a sack by Gerald Willis. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do. I can't say stuff. Now you want me to hum stuff.
Come on. That will be legendary.
I'm tone deaf, man. I don't even know what that sounds like to hum it.
Will you consider it?
Yeah, I'll consider it. I'm gonna. Let me say this. I will something.
Okay.
he pushes the envelope.
He does.
He pushes the envelope, DBJ. Well,
try that one. I got two more for you. How about this one? Round and round you go, let me hear you say, scrub the ground. And then Joe would say, scrub the ground.
We can get that in.
Yeah, I figured. And then we've been trying to get you to do this one all season.
If you're a fly girl, get your nails done. Get a pedicure. Get your hair did.
If you're a fly girl, get your nails done. Get a pedicure. Get your hair did.
At some point, that's coming out.
All right.
That's a special line.
Okay, fair enough. Don Bailey Jr., say it after me. I ain't choose the rhyme, Ryman chose me.
I ain't choose the rhyme, Ryman choose me.
Hey, close. Close.
I'm close.
Choose, then chose. I ain't choose the rhyme, Ryman chose me.
I can read it, I just can't say it.
Don Bailey Jr., you'll hear him Saturday night with Joe Zagacki, Miami, and Virginia. And we always appreciate you playing along with us. Thank you, DBJ.
Okay, guys, have a great day.
Don Bailey Jr., the best. Quick break here from the BB&T Center. We'll come right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.